Mishnah then goes on to speak about more specific sacrifices. The power of a sa'ir shel Yom Kippurim. The bull and the goat of Yom Kippur. The bull of Yom Kippur explains Rav Hash. This reminds the Kohen Gadol that his job is to be the prime worker in the service of Hashem. The bull is the most powerful of animals. It was really the most powerful tool they had in the ancient world. It works incredibly hard. It does everything. It was like the combine harvester of the ancient world. It's the prime worker in the farm. And therefore, when the Kohen Gadol offers up his bull, he's essentially saying to himself and to Klal Yisrael, this is his role, to be the prime worker in Avodas Hashem. Then you've got this Seir Ha'am, the he-goat, which serves to remind the nation as a whole of the task to faithfully follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu in unswerving steadfastness and consistency. Both of those are considered a korban chatas, a sin offering, and they bear a really important message to Yom Kippur, both a message to the Kohen Gadol, to the Kohanim, and also to the nation. They warn the Kohen Gadol. They say, if you've been remiss in your performance of your calling, of what you've meant to be doing, and that you, Klal Yisrael, have also not done what you've meant to do, because if you remember, a couple of days ago, we spoke about the idea of a chatas, the idea of kodshei kodshim is not living up to your purpose. So even the Kohen Gadol, great as he is reminded through this bull that you haven't lived up to your purpose. That's Yom Kippur. And Klal Yisrael, incredible as we are, have we really lived up to our purpose? We as a nation have not properly discharged our mission. And therefore, on Yom Kippur, both the Kohen Gadol and all of Klal Yisrael need to redirect our whole personality in you. And we've got to have a goal and a focus of fulfilling our avodah, our role in this world, in the manner in which it should be fulfilled. What is our role? This hallowed task of both the Kohen Gadol and all of Klal Yisrael is nothing more and nothing less than to be those that bear and guard the Torah. This is expressed by the symbolic act of Hazaya al Ben Habadim al Parochas. The blood of these korbanos is sprinkled on the curtain, on the parochas, between the two staves of the Aron. We have yet to learn to accept all our material wealth and our spiritual talents as gifts granted to us only for the sake of the Torah. This is why we have the talents that we've been given. They have a focus, they have a purpose. And the idea is we're meant to devote everything that we have entirely to that end, to be pleasing in the sight of Hashem. That's the idea of sprinkling the blood. The idea of placing the blood, Bein Habadim, on the Parochas. First we have the dam of the bull, and then the dam of the sire. And then on the Mizbeach Hazav, it's both of them are mixed together. Which means ultimately the end of it, both the Kohen and the nation come before Hashem side by side, united in an equal understanding of the Torah, endeavoring together to fulfill the tasks set before them and doing so in a place which is pleasing in the sight of Hashem. Each one of these 43 times where this happens on Yom Kippur is incredibly significant. And in fact, if you're missing one of them, the whole thing is lacking. If one thing is lacking, the whole ceremony has no validity. At the end of it, all the Shayari Hadam, any application of the sacrificial blood, is poured at the base of the altar, which is the basis of our own conduct and our relationships, which is rooted in the Beis HaMikdash. All of this is called a Chatas HaPnimi, because it happens in the inside of the Dvir or the Heichal. And then the Kohen pours the rest of it on the western base of the altar, which is the first place he passes when he leads the Heichal. Beautiful symbolism for a very powerful avodah.